With drought conditions showing no sign of abating across much of Australia, attention is turning to the health of rural communities beyond the farm gate. The almost complete loss of some farmers' income, along with critical water shortages, have threatened the very existence of some smaller towns. There is some hope that targeted government assistance could help, but is the approach really the answer? Gavin Coote reports.
It gets its name from the Aboriginal translation of meeting of two waters, but Walgett, which is 650 kilometres northwest of Sydney, hasn't seen rivers or cash flowing through the town for some time. So when a fire ripped through the outback town's main source of food, the IGA supermarket, last week, it cast yet another cloud over the community of 6,000 people. Diane Kelly's a local real estate agent and has been frantically working to find a site for a temporary supermarket.
It's still really tough in our town. We're still struggling to come to grips with what's happened. But the new temporary supermarket site is well on its way. So we're hoping that's going to happen sooner than later.
This will ensure locals won't travel up to 100 kilometres away to the nearest supermarket. But with the effects of drought already rippling through the local economy, Diane Kelly admits many have ventured out of town with no intention of returning.
I love my town and we have an amazing town and district, but I think if young families, they struggle and they do leave the town, it's often the case that they probably, sadly, won't come back.
The drought isn't likely to loosen its grip on eastern Australia anytime soon. The Bureau of Meteorology says this winter's shaping up to be drier than average with above average warm days, and further ahead it's not looking much better. Models are predicting below average spring rainfall and warmer temperatures across much of Australia. Now the New South Wales government has announced it will add an extra $355 million drought assistance in the upcoming budget. It'll be targeted at boosting infrastructure projects, shoring up water security and providing a shot in the arm for regional economies. Agribusiness consultant Andrew Rice says while the best drought support package would be decent rain, the focus on the health of rural towns is vital.
Acknowledging that the pain's not just being felt on farm, small businesses in town are feeling an equal amount of pain.
But drought policy expert Professor Linda Botterill says whether a stimulus package would help keep small towns alive will vary.
And unless they're part of an overarching sensible policy package, they're not necessarily going to be particularly helpful and they're going to leave gaps.
But on the banks of the Darling River in Bourke, there's some optimism an off-farm stimulus package could help plug the population drain. The town has already received grants for local sporting and childcare groups, and Dwayne Willoughby from the Berkshire Council says it's making people think twice about packing up and leaving.
Without the funding, you know, we may have lost a few more out of town, but you know, because we was able to provide a bit of funding and a bit of work that comes with that funding is that we might have kept a couple here, so hopefully the government will look after us again.
Dwayne Willoughby is from the Berkshire Council. Our reporter there is Gavin Coote.